Call Frozen CPU at 1-877-243-8266.
News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
I'm Jerry Sword.
And this is Sound Bites. It is Saturday. It is October 5th, Anno Domini 2002. We're sort of sandwiched in between sports events today, so we're going to get quickly to the news. Give us a call at the numbers you just heard, 222-1180. 800-295-1180 or *1180 on Verizon Wireless. So go ahead, Dave. What's the news?
We've got a serious virus out there, folks. They've been McAfee, Norton, all the companies have been doing massive updates. So you want to make sure that you're up to date on your antivirus program, because right now there's one called Bugbear that's going around, and it can do serious damage. Again, it's another mass emailing program. So update, update, update.
Steve?
Yes, we had some interesting news from Microsoft and Apple today. Apparently all the infighting back and forth about the cost of Microsoft Office has been paid attention to. starting October 1st and running through January, if you buy a new Mac, you can get Office version 10 at $300 off of the $500 retail, so you can get it for $200. So it's a significant savings for Microsoft Office. And they're also running the promotion that if you buy a Power Mac Tower, you can get InDesign, a $700 layout program from Adobe for free.
Nice.
So some very serious discounts for new Macintosh purchases.
Yeah, Jerry?
UPS, United Parcel Service, has joined a long list of other companies who are suing Gator, G-A-T-O-R, the Gator company, for their pop-up ads that appear on websites. They're particularly offensive to United Parcel Service is when someone goes there to track a package, they sometimes see ads for Federal Express.
Oops.
So hopefully, folks, we're going to be seeing the end soon of companies like Gator, who are a thorn in everyone's side.
Mm. Wouldn't that be nice? We're going to jump to the phones now. Dan from Webster on the line. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
Oh, thank you, Nick. You are truly one of the nice guys.
Thank you.
I have been struggling all day with the computer from Hades.
Uh-oh.
This is one of the old Toshiba satellites.
Yeah.
Oldie.
Yeah, my daughter picked it up used a few months back from one of the vendors that was over at the Soundbites Roadshow.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I've just upgraded it to Windows 98 Second Edition.
Okay.
And Internet Explorer is no longer able to access the Internet.
Are other Internet programs able to?
I have not been. This is the only
now,
one I tried.
Did this happen after you did the install?
After the install.
All right. Here's what you want to do. You want to first start the machine up in safe mode.
Okay.
You then go into the control panel, remove all the items in the network setup, and then rename the winsock2.dll file.
Okay.
And then reboot the machine in normal mode. Reinstall or reset up all your network settings that will then reinstall the WinSock 2, and that should get you up and going.
Okay, so it's a WinSock problem.
Yep.
Okay.
Okie doke. We're going to
give it a try.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave, Steve, Jerry, Rob Linton, our producer, and me, Nick Francesco, on the longest running and often fastest computer show on the earth, Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104.
Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education government and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Dorschel Chrysler Dodge and Jeep in Honeoye Falls is now closer than you think. We're as close as your phone. This is Rick Dorschel with a special message for everyone shopping for a car, truck, minivan, or SUV. If you want the lowest price in New York State on a new Chrysler Dodge or Jeep, here's what you can do and what we will do to get it for you. First, do some homework. Shop around. Get as many prices as you like. Then call Dorschel Chrysler Dodge and Jeep in Honeoye Falls. Car for car, option for option, with or without a trade, we'll beat that so-called best price. You don't have to drive out with a signed sales order from another dealer. Just give us a call, and we'll beat the price. It's that easy. And to make it even easier, we'll bring your new Chrysler Dodge or Jeep to you. So go shopping and give us a call. We'll save you money and bring you your new car, truck, minivan, or SUV. Now that's as close as you can get. Dorschel Chrysler Dodge Jeep, 10 minutes south of Pittsford Plaza on Clover Street. Call today and save 624-3404. That's 624-3404.
Rosemary Van Engel of Portland, Oregon writes, "Dear Mr. Oreck, I love you and I love my 8-pound Oreck vacuum cleaner. I have two long-haired cats that shed hair, hair, and more hair all over my beautiful carpets. I tried my fairly new vacuum and it didn't even move the hair around, much less pick it up. So I bought an electric broom. Nothing. The only way I could get the hair up was with sticky tape, and that took hours. Then I ordered the Oreck XL. My daughter plugged it in. We both looked at each other. Our jaws dropped. The vacuum made such a clean path that it was hard to believe that there was ever any hair there. My carpets looked like the day I put them down. I love the Oreck XL like no other appliance in my home. It's worth every penny and more. Pet lovers, try my new 50% more powerful 8-pound Oreck XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
I'm Jerry Seward.
And this is Soundbites. Our next caller is Sal from Penfield. Welcome, Sal. What's your question?
Well, I've got a Pentium 4 that was running quite well for a long time, and then it started to get sick a few months ago. First, we noticed the mouse seemed to lock up, and I think it was the computer that was locking up, of course, not the mouse. But it would lag, and eventually, after about 60 seconds, it would come back again, and you could now select and highlight. And then about a month ago, we discovered that Internet Explorer was locking up occasionally when we're on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And also, in the last month or so, the screensaver, now instead of operating normally, has begun to go into a mode where you either can only get back by rebooting or you have to do a Control-Alt-Delete, and then maybe it comes back and doesn't. So what I did was I went into the sysconfig, run config 32 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I first deleted all the process checks, tried that, didn't help. Then I put those back on and deleted the startup file. And you know what? It ran good for about 3 or 4 hours. I thought, well, that was the answer, but then it started acting similarly again. What's next?
What OS are you running?
Windows 98.
Second edition?
No, it's with the service pack, but I don't believe it's second edition. Yeah.
It could be any one of 100 things.
Well, that's good.
Does it happen when the machine first gets turned on, or does it happen after a while?
It starts from turn on. You might run for 20 minutes, and then it'll start locking up, that mouse lockup business, or anything locks up.
And the longer it's on, the more it tends to lock up?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What antivirus program are you running?
Norton.
And it's up to date?
Yeah, I installed about 7-8 months ago, and it updates automatically, I believe.
But did it?
You should check that.
I can check that.
Yeah. The other thing you want...
How do you check that? Go in and go open Norton?
Yeah, open up Norton, and it'll say how old your definition files are. What is it on the first
page? The latest
page?
Is 10.02. Yeah, it tells you right on the first page.
Yeah. In addition, you want to download a program called AdAware.
AdAware.
AdAware. And it's from a company called LavaSoft at LavaSoftUSA.com.
They can go to our website and get it from there.
Or you can go to our website, and the link is there.
Oh, I can find it there?
Yeah. You go down to the lower right, and it'll say, I heard a website on your show, Ellipsis.
Okay.
And you click on that, it takes you to a list, and on the right, the list is alphabetical, and AdAware is in there.
And I'm looking for AdAware. Download that and run
that
it?
That and a second program from the same website called Ref Update, which is the updater, like antivirus has updater.
Yep.
This has an updater. And what it does is searches your drive for spyware. And removes all of that, which you may be having a problem with. The third thing would be a hardware problem, like memory going, that sort of affair.
Video drivers?
A video driver could be a problem, could be the video card. But start with those things, and if they don't work, then it's time to take it to somebody.
I got you. Now, the second one that you mentioned was Rev.
Ref update for reference updater.
Okay.
Reference file updater.
Okay.
It's right on the same page. If you scroll down a little, you'll see it.
And what do you recommend to somebody who can check the hardware if I wanted to drop this off to a shop?
Well, gosh.
You guys have a business, don't you?
Yes. Enright PC Management.
The one I was looking for.
3385 Brighton Henrietta Townline Road. We're right near Witten Road, behind the mobile station.
That's what I was looking for.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, Sal. Our next caller, Sean from Webster. Welcome, Sean. What's your question?
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Well, what I got is I've got a Lexmark Z23 computer printer, and it's an inexpensive printer, but I'm happy with it, except for one thing. There's a problem with the when it goes to print. It started about a month after I had it. There's three selections. There's print all available links as laid out on screen, and print the sidebars. Okay, and you're supposed to click the box with a little check mark. And what it is all three of them are grayed out, and it's stuck on print all available links. And I've tried going into
what
the printer.
What is your web browser?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean.
Internet Explorer, Netscape.
Yeah, Internet Explorer.
What version?
6.0.
There's a few updates for that, but I don't know.
And
if
I'm running Windows 98.
What you might want to do?
Updates for the printer.
First thing I would try is go into the Tools menu, go to Internet Options, and clean out your cache.
Okay.
Because what some sites tend to do is put a JavaScript in your system that prevents you from printing out only a part of the information on their screen. And once it's in there, it doesn't go away.
Okay.
So empty your cache and it will then go.
Well, if it helps you out any, it started where sometimes it would allow me to select as laid out on screen, which is the whole screen that I'm looking at.
Right.
And then other times I would have to just keep trying. I might, I might try to run the printer 10 times, and finally I'd be able to get through.
Right. Try that first.
And then Lexmark, I just thought it was pretty poor because they have no, they just have an email service for their help. There's no phone number.
What about updating the drivers?
And then that was my second thought. If that doesn't do it, then it's time to update the drivers. And you should be able to find the drivers for your printer online.
Okay.
At Lexmark.com.
So you don't think that I should uninstall the Lexmark disk?
But the problem with that is if you do that and then reinstall it, it's the same driver you had problems with the first time.
I see. Okay.
So if you install, if you download, in fact, right at the front page, there's a shortcut for drivers and downloads. So you should do that first.
Okay.
Okie doke.
All right. Thanks, Frog Guy.
Thanks, Sean. Before we go to our next phone, I do want to thank the folks at Bill Gray's. It's the world's greatest cheeseburger.
Even with their screwy schedule.
For the world's greatest computer show. God bless them. They were on the ball. Instead of the food showing up at 12 o'clock when nobody was here. Well, other people were here, but nobody important. Showed up just in time for us. Just Rob. Rob would have been. Rob, you don't show up any earlier than we do.
Didn't I see an empty Bill Gray's bag out there?
Yeah.
Maybe they did show up at noon, too.
And Rob's moving a little slow. But they did bring us food, and we want to thank the folks at Bill Gray's. You should, if you're looking for a cheeseburger that you deserve Bill Gray's. There's no question. Back to the phones now. Jay from Greece is on the line. Welcome, Jay. What's your question?
How you doing, guys? I hope you're enjoying those great cheeseburgers from Bill Gray's.
We love them.
Yeah, I got a laptop. I got a 1 gigahertz laptop with 256 RAM and a 30 gig hard drive. And pretty much since I've gotten it, I've been having a problem with it locking up. And when I say locking up, I mean not as the last call I was talking about. I mean locking up completely, where the only way I can get it to do anything is to power it down, just by holding the power button and having to start all over again.
What operating system are you running?
I got 9-gauge second edition. I put 2000, or I'm sorry, not 2000, but XP on, and it was still doing the same thing. So I took everything off. I restarted, formatted my C drive, put second edition back on, and I'm still running with the same problems. And it just locks up completely. And there's nothing I can do but cold boot it again, and it does it a lot.
You might want to check the BIOS power settings.
Okay.
Quite often, if it's going into like a sleep or a hibernation mode too soon while it's plugged in, those are really the only settings that you want to play with in the BIOS and in Windows. If you've got them set too low, a lot of laptops don't always wake up once they go into this hibernation mode that they'll spin down the hard drive and all that while it's plugged in. It's okay if it's off battery because, yeah, then you want to conserve energy. But while it's plugged in, go ahead.
It's not even doing that like when it's going into hibernation or anything. I might just be on the web or I might be, typing something on Word and it'll just do nothing. It'll
Did this
stop.
Start from the day you got it?
Pretty much not quite from the day I got it, but soon after it started to do it. I'm wondering if it might be a RAM problem. I know said something about that.
It's very possible that it's a hardware problem.
Yeah.
There is a website called MemTest86. Again, you can find that on our website in the links. You can download a memory checker. Let it run overnight or so, and see what it discovers.
The other thing, Jay, is this thing still under warranty?
I got a year warranty for all hardware on it. So
then I would tell you what: instead of you wasting your time, and the going through all these headaches and that, take it back to the shop that you got it from and let them do the testing. I mean, you might as well take advantage of the warranty while you still can, because after that year, they're going to sit there and say, sorry, Charlie, but it's out of warranty. Let it get on record that you've got some issues with it. This way you're going to cover your butt that if they work on it now, and all of a sudden, a month after, or 2 days usually is my luck, after the warranty runs out, it acts up again. But if you've already got it noted right now before the warranty walks out that you've got a problem with it.
It remains a warranty issue.
It still remains a warranty issue.
Right.
One of the problems with laptops is that most of the companies use depot repair, which means you mail your laptop back to some depot that fixes it and mails it to you. Mostly because laptops are so notoriously hard to get into and to get parts for that even the service providers can't do much for a laptop.
But you might want to cover your butt that way, though.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. In general, folks, if you have a problem, particularly right from the very beginning, get it in there as often as possible, because if it ends up being a lemon, you've got some documentation about that. Our next caller, Bill from Canandaigua. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Got a couple of weird ones here. I got one of your favorites.
I got a couple of weird ones here, too, Bill, but we're going to let him answer questions anyway.
Oh,
go ahead.
Man.
Bada-bing. You'll be on again tonight at 11, folks. Same
Try
show.
Try the deal. Go ahead.
I've got Windows ME.
Ow!
I knew that was coming.
Okay, I've covered his mic. Go ahead.
And you just hurt Rob's ear.
Sorry, Rob.
You know what ME stands for, right?
No.
Many errors.
Many? Okay.
Go ahead. What's your... Let's get the question out.
I've had no problem with this thing, really.
But except?
Then why are you calling us?
Well, I can't figure out how to do something. Okay?
Okay, what is it?
My clock is 20 minutes off, and I don't know how to change it. It won't let me.
It won't let you?
Yeah, if you go into date time.
Yeah.
It only allows me to go to AM, PM. Doesn't let me change minutes or hours.
Are you in, have you tried changing it in the BIOS?
How do you do that?
When the machine, now this is a desktop or a laptop, did you say?
Desk.
All right, when it's booting up, you've got to look. It usually tells you, most popular ones is hit the delete key while it's booting. You'll get into the blue screen.
It might be that while it's counting up memory at the bottom of the screen, you'll see something that says press something for setup.
F2, okay. Delete. In there, you'll get a blue screen divided in half. On the left-hand side, the very first one that's highlighted, hit that, and there's where you can set the date and time.
Oh.
You then...
This thing really scrolls into the... it goes past it real quick.
Yeah, but you have to be fast.
So as soon as I turn it on, just...
Yep, get into there, and then you can...
Well, now, when you turn it on, are you starting from a cold boot, or were you in hibernation or something? Because this only works from a cold boot.
Just plain old cold.
Okay.
Okay.
But if it doesn't... and if you notice this, you go into the BIOS and set it there, and it starts losing time again... Then you're probably due for a battery.
Well, it's always been off by 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, but it keeps time except 20 minutes off.
Yeah,
so then it's not the battery.
No.
You just need to change the time.
All right. Can you get one more in?
I don't know, can you?
I got two editions of Microsoft Excel, Word, and PowerPoint. I don't know how it happened, but...
You mean on screen?
Yeah, when I go into programs... And take a look at whatever programs I want to watch or use. I've got Excel and PowerPoint and Word, and then I got something that says Excel (2) PowerPoint.
Ah,
those are duplicates.
Yeah, if you look at those little things, you should see tiny little arrows in the middle or in the lower left corner of the icon.
Yeah.
And what it means is those are shortcuts. And can easily be deleted.
So if I go after and just do a delete on these things that got the paragraph...
Not a problem.
Yeah, I figure it's just eating up a little bit of memory.
Yeah, not a big deal, but you can get rid of it pretty easily. Okie doke.
What's your experience with Acrobat Reader?
It works.
Yeah.
Well, somehow, when I updated to 5.0, I took a look back. I got 4.0 and 3.0.1 still on there.
Yeah. You can delete those if you want to.
Uninstall them.
A lot of times the updates don't remove the old ones, and the README file says do it yourself first.
Go to the add remove programs, you can get rid of it. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Jerry Seward, me, Nick Francesco, all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, I'm Jeff Least, president of MicroWorks Computers, where our motto is old-fashioned service for a high-tech world. Old-fashioned in the way we greet you and how a live person answers your call. Old-fashioned by having long-term, knowledgeable employees who won't talk over your head. Old-fashioned by realizing that we need to exceed your expectations every time you do business with us. Judging from our repeat and referral customers during our 8 years in business, I think we've been successful in meeting those goals and growing into a multi-million-dollar company. MicroWorks offers a large selection of in-stock parts, including Rochester's largest supply of cables and hard-to-find parts. We custom build systems, servers, and bare bones for business and home. We offer repairs including notebook repairs, virus removal, and data recovery. And we have outside technicians for network administration and other repairs. So give us a call at 271-0050 or stop by our stores at 793 South Goodman Street or our new location in the Winjeff Plaza at 3259 Winton Road South, or see us on the web at microworks.com.
You know, the fall harness racing season is going strong at Batavia Downs.
Wanna bet? It's the time of year you love going to dinner more and being outdoors less.
Right. That's why I'm excited about the new clubhouse opening soon at Batavia Downs. I hear it's going to be one of the finest restaurants in Western New York. Plus, Batavia Downs has the fun of harness racing, a party atmosphere, and lots of fun people.
And with a great new restaurant in the clubhouse soon, I love everything about it.
Great! Because next week when my mother's in town, the three of us can spend the whole whole week there.
Wanna bet?
It's grand reopening week at Batavia Downs. Batavia Downs reopens Wednesday, October 9th through Saturday, with races starting at 7:35 p.m. Festivities nightly. Free admission. Free parking. Make your reservations for grand opening week at the new state-of-the-art clubhouse. Call 343-3750. If you can't get there for the fun, go to an OTV parlor near you for the live action. We bet you're going to love the Holiday Inn Racing Meet at Batavia Downs.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Lee & Lee to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge coolants water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99. Including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Call FrozenCPU at 1-877-243-8266.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there, I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
I'm Jerry Seward.
And we're talking to Dan from Pittsford. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
Hi, guys. I got a question for Steve.
Yeah.
I had 8.6 on my... I have a G4.
Mm-hmm.
I had 8.6 on it. I got one of those little CDs in the mail from Apple, which some kind of lawsuit settlement or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I installed the 9.2.1 from the CD, and I had upgrades in drivers because the printer wasn't working, the floppy wasn't working, but those are working now, but it still takes a long time to shut the machine down after a shutdown. And it doesn't always happen. It's I know today we went online and then got back off, and it took a long time to shut down. Wondered what might be going on there.
Are you running Norton Utilities?
No, I'm running just the Virex stuff for the Vipers.
Well, that could be part of it, too. Norton can be set to scan at shutdown. So before it lets your machine shut down, it does a diagnostic scan. Also, Virex could be set to scan at shutdown.
It doesn't always do it.
Yeah, but you should see the progress bar as it's doing this.
No, it just hangs.
And nothing appears to work.
It just hangs, and then all of a sudden it's off.
Do you have when you're on the internet? Are you on dial-up?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're definitely shutting down and hanging up.
Yes.
Before you. Okay.
Yes. Do you quit all your programs first, or do you say shut down and let?
It doesn't seem to make any difference. I usually quit them all first.
Or tried it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to check in your system folder.
Okay.
There's a shutdown items folder.
Okay.
And those are things that are set to run at shutdown.
Okay, I'll check that.
You might have something in there running that that isn't noticeable.
Okay. Should I go up to 9.2.2? I see that's on the web.
You can. The biggest differences in 9.2 in the updates were for OS X compatibility in the classic mode.
Uh-huh.
So if you're running OS X, those updates are more necessary. With OS 9 itself, it isn't that big of a deal.
Okay. Recently we started getting Type 2 disasters on using Word.
That might be a memory issue. Type 1 and Type 2 are usually memory
problems.
So I was
going to ask you if there's a mem checker for the Mac.
It does a basic memory test every time you turn the machine on.
Uh-huh.
And what's the name of the program? There is a program that does do a more extensive memory check. There's service tools. Mac Test Pro is the big one that we use, but the general public isn't access to it. RAM, let me see if I can find it on the net. But
RAM
checker.
Steve will look for it, and hopefully by the end of the show, it'll be up in our links section.
Do you have more than one memory card installed?
Yeah, I got two 128s installed.
Try taking one out and see what happens, and then put that one in and the other one out and see what happens.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Sure. Okay-do.
Talk to you later.
Thanks. Our next caller is Bruce from Henrietta. Welcome, Bruce. I should warn you, we may have to jump into news at the top of the hour, so if we're a little abrupt leaving you, that's why.
I understand. Better last than never. First, I want to thank you guys for the great road show.
Thank you. Thank you. Had fun. I was glad you were
Thanks
there.
Thanks for all the folks that came out.
Over 250 of you. I really want to thank each
250?
And every one of you. Yeah, that's when I stopped counting. That's why I say over 250.
Whew.
Yeah, I tried to get on your website. I got on your website yesterday, but I didn't find where I was supposed to enter my comments on the road show.
Well, that was in the opinions section, and then, of course, there are a couple of forums where people are talking about the road show.
I see. Well, more food next time, at least.
Yeah,
well,
that's been mentioned.
A number of folks forgot to register. That's the only way Wham can get an accurate count. If folks just show up and they don't know folks are... I mean, only 125 registered, and you get 250 showing up. Granted, they might figure 5 or 10 folks one way or the other, but not 150.
Well, see, the big thing is they're used to other venues where they have, you know, if 50 people sign up, 55 show up. When it's computers, people often don't bother to sign up because you don't have to do it analog. You have to actually make a phone call. And people decide at the last minute or they rearrange their schedule or whatever happens. They really did not expect as large a turnout as they got, particularly since it was, for the most part, unpromoted. So we're pretty surprised and exceptionally pleased. I can tell you that we're talking about doing it again maybe once a quarter. That's what we're talking about right now. There are no plans, so don't anybody hold us to February. That's what we're trying for. And this time, next time, hopefully we'll have more vendors, we'll have more people, we'll have more food,
prizes.
We'll have more prizes. We got to work on that. This was kind of a stick your toe in the water sort of test.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. By the way, I want to announce the next meeting of We Do Windows for this coming Thursday at Brian Stratton's over on Jefferson Road.
Yep.
7 to 9. We've invited Steve Orr to come back again.
Great.
And I have a question for you on something that came up during the roadshow. You mentioned a disc analysis repair.
Spin Right. Greatest program ever written at GRC.com. And I'm going to eventually, Bruce, I'm going to cut you off from this because somebody should be updating our calendar. We'll talk more about the calendar when we come back from the news. We'll be about 4 or 5 minutes into the news, and we'll be back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Jerry Seward, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's finest computer show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
It's America's Money Show, Money Talk with Bob Brinker. Saturdays and Sundays at 4 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi, I'm Brad Davies. I have all the highlights and scores that you'll need Monday through Friday morning between 5 and 9 with Beth and Chet on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
About it tomorrow. Hear it now. News Radio 1180 WHAM Rochester. A Clear Channel radio station.
CBS News, I'm Ed Crane. Truckloads of vegetables are slowly beginning to spoil. Auto plants are shuttered for a lack of parts, and retailers as far away as New York are worried they'll run out of merchandise. Just some of the scenarios beginning to play out as a West Coast port lockout enters its second week. As talks to end the impasse drag on, shipping traffic is beginning to pile up. But as Bob Melrose reports, one commodity is getting through.
While containers are stacked up on the docks and on ships in the bay, tankers are still making deliveries to the numerous oil refineries that line the bay. Bill Tanner, a spokesman for the Valero refinery in Benicia, says the facility continues to refine 165,000 barrels a day.
To the extent that there could be implications on the refining sector, it would probably come in the form of gridlock within the bay.
That means tankers and cargo vessels would have to be using all the top anchor positions, preventing other oil-laden ships from entering the bay and finding a spot to anchor until a spot can open up at a refinery.
While the White House is so far steering clear of involvement in the port dispute, the president's position is clear. Here's correspondent Mark Noller.
Though the president's reluctant to intervene in the labor dispute, the White House is stepping up its call for an end to the shutdown of West Coast ports. Spokesman Ari Fleischer says the president's message to labor and management is simple. You are hurting the economy. Mr. Bush wants the two sides to resolve their differences and reopen the ports.
Authorities in the Washington, D.C. area say they're searching now for a sniper and a possible accomplice, a getaway driver, in connection with a three-day shooting spree, which has left six dead. Police are working on more than 600 leads. A U.S. Army reservist, his ex-wife, and two other men are under arrest for allegedly trying to join the Al-Qaeda terror group to fight against the U.S. Steve Pomerantz is the former FBI chief for counterterrorism.
What we're seeing, I think, played out over and over again is religious fanaticism and an attraction to the cause of radical Islamic fundamentalism.
The suspects were rounded up in Oregon and Michigan. Two other people linked to the group are being sought outside the U.S. A Colorado newspaper citing the report of a probation officer claims Columbine High School gunman Eric Harris told the officer he was plagued by homicidal and suicidal thoughts. The Rocky Mountain News reports the officer's response was to send Harris to anger management class. He and fellow shooter Dylan Klebold were placed in a juvenile detention program after breaking into a car in 1998. A year later, they massacred a dozen students and a teacher before taking their own lives. Not so good. Campbell Soup Company is recalling thousands of cans of cream of mushroom soup after some cans were found to contain the wrong kind of soup, New England clam chowder instead. The company's more concerned about people with shellfish allergies than ruined recipes. The soup bearing an August 2004 expiration date was sold in 13 states. This is CBS News.
Print a picture with any Epson Stylus photo printer. And thanks to incredible DPI, you'll get extraordinary detail like this. Thanks to superior six-color photo inks, you'll also get the widest range of true color like this. Now, put it all together and you'll get this. A picture worth a thousand words. That's yours for just a few notes. Around $99.
Epson Stylus photo printers give you pictures that are beautiful enough to frame and ready to frame too. Because only Epson prints borderless 4x6, 5x7, and 8x10 photos. Come see a demo at your nearest retailer. For more information, visit Epson.com.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
The Weekend, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm Jeff Least, president of MicroWorks Computers, where our motto is old-fashioned service for a high-tech world. Old-fashioned in the way we greet you and how a live person answers your call. Old-fashioned by having long-term, knowledgeable employees who won't talk over your head. Old-fashioned by realizing that we need to exceed your expectations every time you do business with us. Judging from our repeat and referral customers during our 8 years in business, I think we've been successful in meeting those goals and growing into a multi-million dollar company. MicroWorks offers a large selection of in-stock parts, including Rochester's largest supply of cables and hard-to-find parts. We custom-build systems, servers, and bare bones for business and home. We offer repairs including notebook repairs, virus removal, and data recovery. And we have outside technicians for network administration and other repairs. So give us a call at 271-0050 or stop by our stores at 793 South Goodman Street or our new location in the Winjeff Plaza at 3259 Winton Road South, or see us on the web at microworks.com.
Welcome back to a
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linson.
Jerry Seward.
And we'll be talking about the Soundbites calendar in detail next week, but I want you to just take a look at it right now. It's at soundbites.org/calendar, and eventually we'll have all the user groups up on
everything
there.
Everything up there that you need to know.
If you are a member of a user group, please write to usergroups@soundbites.org, and we'll see to it that you get rights to put things on that calendar. In the meantime, we're going back to Steve from Rochester. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
Hey, welcome. I got a real easy one for you guys.
Oh, thank heaven.
Questions are always easy.
Yeah, it's answers that are hard. Go ahead.
Which software firewall solution do you guys like the best?
Hardware.
Yeah, if you only have one machine and it's an incredibly fast machine and you don't mind taking up CPU cycles protecting it, then you can put in a software firewall. Zone Alarm is phenomenal.
Yep.
Okay.
If you have more than one machine, or you don't really want to take up your CPU cycles, then an external firewall that's also a router, so you can add more than one machine to your broadband connection, would be perfect. D-Link makes a great one. Linksys makes a great one. Exactly. There's 100 companies that make them. So, if you're on broadband, then an external firewall for under $100 is a real
good
thing.
What ones do you recommend, Jerry?
I'm the same. I usually use Zone Alarm or Black Ice.
Right.
Or both, sometimes.
What about as far as the router hubs?
D-Link or Linksys are the most popular out there, sure.
Is the D-Link pretty similar as far as the setup? I've only played with the Linksys.
Yeah. And both support DHCP and all kinds of, it's relatively easy for a home networker person to use the routers now.
Yep.
They've taken the mystery out of a lot of it.
Yeah. Plug it in and it works.
Okie doke.
Good to go. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Our next caller, Bill from Greece. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
I've got two computers. They're both running XP. They both have Service Pack 1 installed. They're both running Norton antivirus. The one that I'm concerned about is just 3 days old on the files. But on this computer, the last few attachments, which are just Word files that have come in, I get this message, OE removed access to the following unsafe attachments in your mail. And then it tells me what the title of the attachment was. If I forward this to the other computer, no such message. I'm guessing I got some different setting. Can you tell me where I should look?
It's in Outlook Express, and it's a feature that Microsoft is implementing, trying to minimize the number of viruses that get passed through the mail by having Outlook not pass attachments. Usually, though, they let Word documents through because they're Microsoft, and that seems to be where most of the viruses come from, so it's a double-edged sword. I don't know if I've found the setting for that anywhere in Outlook anymore to turn that feature off.
I can't figure out why it will do this on one computer if they're both running XP and Service Pack 1.
Check the sub version numbers of Outlook Express on both of them, 6.0.20.14.7. So one of them is probably running a newer version of Outlook than the other.
That could be. Okay.
And have you done all the updates?
Even
on that three-day-old machine, because you've gone to Internet Explorer, gone to the toolbar and says Tools, Windows Update.
The 3 days is since the virus files were updated.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the actual Windows file. Even a new machine right out of the box.
Yeah, this isn't a new machine. It's been around for maybe a year.
Oh, okay.
More and more.
It's probably there's one update that one machine doesn't have that enables this feature.
Okay.
And I'm digging around. You can probably try yourself, too. Dig around the Microsoft Knowledge Base and see if there's a place where you can turn those settings off.
Yeah, the problem is most of the stuff in the service pack is so new that there isn't much out on it yet.
Is there a version of the OE that I should have that you can give me all the dots and whatever?
In terms of use of the product, newer is always better.
Newer is better.
In terms of this, again, I apologize, but I don't run OE, and I certainly haven't installed Service Pack 1. Yeah. So my suggestion is that you do a lot of detective work. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. I think we've got time to talk to Dave from Rochester. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I got a quick question. I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer.
Cool.
I use a computer at work, mostly for email, Word, some Excel. I also do some PLC programming, but I've never had one at home. And what I want to do is I want to get a home computer that will basically give me internet access and some basic things. And what you guys think the best computer that, something I don't have to upgrade right away because I've got a 25-year-old microwave, so I'm pretty cheap. So what you think I should go with, whether it's Apple or whatever, and I'll let you debate it, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What I would suggest, since you want to keep cost in mind, the AMD chips are a little bit cheaper. They're just as good, if not better, and you can get into the 1.8 or the 2.0 relatively inexpensive. You're going to wind up with Windows XP on that machine because that's the way they're selling all the machines. I'd say minimum 256K memory, 512 is better. The largest hard drive you can get out of them for the cheapest buck. And at least a 17-inch monitor.
And let me suggest that you buy locally, because keeping your money local does two. Buying locally does two things. One, it keeps your money in our economy. Mm. The heck with everybody else. And secondly, if you've got a problem, you've got a face to look at. And the people who sell you things locally need to keep their customers happier than the national people, because it's their reputation on the line. So I would suggest that you buy locally. Beyond that, you know, the more you spend, the more you get, and the better the quality, and the longer it'll last. I'll guarantee that 25-year-old microwave was a pretty hot product in its day, and that's why it's lasted. So buying the $300 or $400 or $600 or even $800 computer is probably not your best bet if it's something you want to keep for the next 10 years. Now, in terms of Macintosh or PC, yes. Or Linux, yes. You know, whatever makes you happy. All of those are excellent platforms, excellent hardware. Apple, you don't have a lot of choice in the hardware, but yeah. In terms of the PC, as long as you buy high-end, then you're not really going to have to worry.
And so, you might want to look at who your support network is going to be, the people you know.
Very
with
good
computers.
Point, yes.
And exactly.
Might,
if you've got a particular computer system at work, you don't want a big learning curve on your computer at home.
Right.
And check out the local users groups and see who you're going to do
okay.
with there.
Yeah. We're done. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank the folks at WHAM for letting us get sandwiched in between these two shows. That was very nice of them. We'll be back next week with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, and Rob Linton on the buttons. I want to thank Jerry Seward for joining us. We didn't get to say much. We'll get him back next week or something. But I want to thank each and every one of you. Check out the website. Check out the polls and the opinions. Please join us in the forums. We will be back here at our regular time next week, 12:20 p.m. next Saturday, here on 1180 WHAM. I'm Nick Francesco, and this is Soundbites.
Talk Back is back. Tell us what you think about WHAM's program lineup. Go online to wham1180.com. See Hollywood's biggest stars on the big screens at Rochester's Regal Cinemas.
Regal Cinema Eastview Mall.
Regal Cinema Culver at Ridge.
Regal Cinema Henrietta.
Stadium seating.
Dolby Digital Sound.
Gift certificates available anytime from the box office.
Discount passes available for large groups.
Stop by the concession stand. When you buy two regular-sized drinks and a large popcorn, you get candy free.
Check your local listings to see what's playing and the show times.
Then spend a night at the movies at the Rochester Regal Cinemas. You're treated like royalty at Regal Cinemas.
The home of the most objective Phil's coverage.
From manager Mike Socha.
It's News Radio 1180 WHAM.
27-year-old left-hander Jared Washburn. During
listen
the regular
to
year,
for the Tuesday night
a record of 18-6, an ERA of 3.15 in 32 starts.
Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m.
206 innings. Gave up 183 hits, struck out 139, walked 59.
And it's the Bills postgame show, Sunday afternoons at 4. The home of the most objective Bills coverage is News Radio 1180 WHAM.